What would you say if you found out that you could help prevent violative drug residues, increase food safety awareness, and increase awareness of proper animal care for hogs? Well, that is exactly what Joy Sharp talked about today. She is part of the Youth Pork Quality Assurance Plus, a program for youth producers. On November 11, 2008, she spoke about pork production to the agricultural communication teams. She wanted to let the students know everything she could about Youth PQA Plus. Sharp states, the consumer will not continue to consume the product if it is not good. There are two main elements, food safety and animal well-being. Food safety includes practices that minimize physical, chemical, and biological hazards. Animal well-being includes proper housing, management, nutrition, and a vast majority of other ideas of proper care. There are three main hazard categories. The first is chemical, which are residues in the tissue, including antimicrobials. The second is a biological, which is a virus that could cause foodborne illness. The third is physical, which is from broken needles or metals. There are 10 good production practices, or GPPs. Number one is making a health plan with the vet. This may include regular evaluations, biosecurity, pest control and cleaning, and disinfecting. GPP number two is that vets must see the animal and the owner. The vet should not prescribe anything without looking at the animal first. GPP number three is to be responsible with antibiotics. Always follow the veterinarian's advice. GPP number four is to know the records of the treatment. Some management tools may be livestock performance and treated animals. GPP number five is to keep track of all medical records. They should be kept for a minimum of 1 year. GPP number six is proper storage and labeling of medications. GPP number seven is education. All caretakers should have good animal education. GPP number eight is feeding. The guidelines for processing medication feed are building and grounds, equipment, workspace and storage, production quality assurance, labeling, and record keeping. GPP number 9 is implemented and document program. And last but not least, GPP number 10 is provide proper swine care to improve swine well-beings. Willful acts of abuse are unacceptable, Sharp says clearly. It is illegal and states have certain laws against it. This is Sarah Vinoy coming to you from the ACFFA chapter.